SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Coming up, telco complaints rising, the ASX takes a breather, and fund manager Perpetual being broken up. Details next. It is your daily 10-minute business and finance news wrap for this Wednesday, the 8th of May, 2024. The Australian share market did rise today, but only just by 0.1%. We'll have the details with Luke Larity from Seneca Financial Solutions in a few moments. But first to the Telecommunications Industry Ombudsman, which says there's been a 9% increase in the number of complaints it received in the March quarter. For more, Raina Bosch spoke with Ombudsman Cynthia Gerbert.
So, Cynthia, today's TIO report shows that complaints are up on last quarter. That's despite the Optus outage that happened late last year. They are, however, down year on year. Can you talk us through some of the results?
Yeah, so we had about 16,000 consumers contacting us because they're frustrated with what I'd call bread and butter issues, sort of straightforward issues that ideally wouldn't be anywhere near an ombudsman service. And the nature of these are things that really reflect how much people rely on phone and internet services.
So what are the top concerns that people are raising?
People are frustrated that they can't rely on their phone and internet service. So people are annoyed that they have no or unreliable service, that they're getting slow data speeds, but equally they continue to be frustrated that when they try and fix it, they're getting no or delayed action from their provider.
You mentioned that these are bread and butter problems. What can be done to address them?
A couple of key things. You know, I really do call on the industry again to do what you say you're going to do. So if, you know, you're promising data speeds, you should be delivering them. If, you know, you're undertaking to do something to fix a customer's concerns, actually deliver on that. But I think to, you know, really understand how much people rely on their phone and internet and work, you know, to deliver those reliable services to people.
Now, yesterday we had the RBA decide to keep interest rates on hold, obviously better than a rate rise scenario, but this is keeping the pressure on many telco customers. What are you hearing in terms of financial hardships?
Positively, we're not seeing an increase in financial hardship complaints at the moment. There is a new financial hardship standard that came into force on the 29th of March. So we'll be watching closely to ensure that customers are getting what they're entitled to. And I stress customers are entitled to financial hardship assistance from their telco provider if they are struggling to make ends meet.
Raina Bosch speaking with the Telecommunications Industry Ombudsman, Cynthia Gerbert.
Now, Market Day. On the SBS On The Money podcast.
The Australian share market took a bit of a breather today with the 200 up just 0.14% to 7,804. For more, I spoke with Luke Larative, CEO of Seneca Financial Solutions. Luke, a pretty flat day for the market, but what's going on today?
Yeah, after a bit of a stronger start, market's pretty flat at about 3 o'clock at the time of recording. Most of the major sectors are in the green, though, with really only the mining sector and some consumer discretionary stocks, the only ones to lose ground to this point in the day.
I guess we hit the peak of news yesterday when the Reserve Bank decided to leave interest rates on hold. There was all this discussion about the potential for a tightening bias, which I think most people would say that we didn't see, the RBA taking what would, I guess, be fair to say is a neutral bias still. What's the market now factoring in when it comes to interest rates 24 hours after the decision?
Yeah, I suppose the Australian government bond yields have moved about 20 basis points lower. So actually kind of implying, you know, inflation expectations have actually gone down a fraction. I wouldn't read too much into that with the Australian five-year government bond now at about 3.98%. Most of the analysts in the market are talking about rates being on hold for the rest of this year and expecting the first rate cut in February 2025.
Three of the big four banks reported half-year profit results in the past week or so. We hear from the Commonwealth Bank tomorrow with its quarterly results. What's your take on the banking sector at the moment, given where we are with interest rates and where we're going?
Yeah, there's really been little kind of deviation from our expectations, and we continue to see the banking sector, particularly the big four banks, as overvalued. They're trading at sort of one time standard deviation higher than they normally do. And they've got really protracted sort of margin pressure concerns in their business, and that's sort of standard across the board. They have announced buybacks, which have been received pretty well by investors. But sort of from our view, that's more of a managing shareholders, more so than maybe managing capital.
In news on the markets, I think one of the biggest pieces of news is that of Perpetual, assets being sold off. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I think it's probably a sign of the times in terms of, you know, the regulatory, you know, framework with which financial services operate. I suppose breaking up what is a, you know, a bit of a vertically integrated and conflicted remuneration sort of issue there when you've got a funds management business, a wealth business and a custodian. So I think it makes sense from a practical perspective to break those up. That said, some of the governance and disclosure to shareholders around this deal has been pretty poor by sort of general standards. So that hasn't been good. And I suppose from a valuation perspective, I mean, if KKR want to pay me 14 times EBITDA for my business, I'm happy to take a phone call any day of the week. So I think they're paying top dollar, and I'm hoping that, you know, shareholders probably get that deal done.
And finally, where do you see the opportunities for investors at the moment?
We really like sort of the precious metals space at the moment. I think particularly silver, which is benefiting from, you know, increasing demand as it's a key component in manufacturing solar panels. Our small companies fund is participating in an IPO that's on coming to the boards next week on Wednesday. Sun Silver, the code for that's going to be SS1. We think that's a bit of a standout opportunity for investors in the smaller end of the market. Up the top end of the market in the ASX 200, we're pretty excited to see the digital conveyancing company PEXA making some inroads in the UK. It's been a few quarters now where we've been waiting to see some green shoots there. And I think the first signs that they're getting some market share and some traction there is starting to appear. If they can crack the UK market in the same way they've been able to sort of dominate and build a monopoly here in Australia, it could be significantly accretive for their earnings and a real positive for that business.
Luke Larrative there from Seneca Financial Solutions.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.